sentience, self-awareness, and responsibility. Many scientists say, humans are a sentient species. They tell you are human and therefore sentient. What they don't tell you, because they don't know, is that sentience is a state. It is either on or it's off. And a person's sentience can be measured on a scale of 1 to 100 in time. So, for example, if your sentience were 30%, it would mean that 70% of the time you are not sentient. The average self-awareness, sentience of people on the planet is 3%, meaning they are not sentient 97% of the time. Can scientists tell if you are in the sentient state or not? My guess is, no, they haven't made it measurable. Also, it is politically incorrect to say to someone, you are not sentient right now. I have been learning the hard way that being polite and actually lying is what is taught as proper behavior to people. I don't remember being taught, and surely I haven't learned that, because it sounds to me weird. The other day in a workshop I worked on this issue with people. The question was, why do you do what you do? Why did you do what you did? And the answer told me, clearly, whether you were sentient when you did what you did or not. In all my challenges, the validation challenge, the reality challenge, the completion challenge, and in the allowing challenge, I have been intending to help you become self-aware, sentient. Okay, I'm going to explain. According to the source, everything in the universe has some awareness, non-sentient awareness. The air, the rock, the floor, the birds. Everything. Awareness of the next thing. But only a sentient individual has self-awareness. Awareness of what? You ask? The issue in self-awareness is, what are you honoring as yourself? If you think that the voice in your head is you, if you think your body is you, then you are honoring the voice, honoring the body as yourself. Same with the past, your history, even your emotions. They are not you. Would you honor your hand as yourself? No. When I ask the question this way, it becomes clear that your arm is part of your body. So when you talk about your arm, you say, my arm. And in the language it is clear neither your arm nor your body is you. Your body carries you, it does things for you, but it is not you. Your history happened to you. And you are the one who listens to the voices. So the voices cannot be you. When you said, I am angry, you misspoke. What is happening is that you are experiencing a sensation you interpret as anger. You are not angry. You have emotions. But you are not your emotions. Same when you say, I am cold. Or I am happy. Or I am miserable. Yourself is none of that. Yourself the one that experiences it through the body. Through sensations. But most of you, until just now, have equated yourself with the body, the mind, the voices, the feelings. And the self was just a word, not something real. And definitely not honored as the boss. Your vices have been the boss. Your pride, your sloth, your indulgent urges. The opponent. When at the end of the day you look at your to-do list and you see that only half of what's on that list got done. What is frustrated, what is justifying, what is doing all that talking about why you didn't do what you didn't do, is that you? No. It is not you. But as long as you say it is, it was, you'll have no self, because the boss is the urges. The urge to justify. The urge to explain. To look good or to look so bad that it looks good. And you are nowhere to be found. There is no you. There is no person there. And you are not sentient. You are a group of inclinations and not a person. Not a person with a self. You get, maybe, glimpses that there is a you in there. You have suppressed it, have given it no power, given it no word, given it no authority. And the world knows that. And the world responds in kind. Someone whose self is the boss. The boss who calls the shot. The boss who directs the team, the body, the words, every part of a human to do what there is to do. That person is someone with personal authority. I have a 5-hour audio program on personal authority you can buy. It's remarkable. But without self-awareness, without sentience, you cannot be, do, or have that personal authority. You can posture, but every person with eyes to see sees through your posturing. If for nothing else, listening to that audio will give you a sense of what you are missing out on. Why would it be a good thing? Because at the moment I don't think you can connect your unconsciousness, your unawareness to the lack of fulfillment, the lack of results in your life. So you don't even know, can even guess, what you could have if you started to work on becoming sentient more of the time. If you even have the feeling that you are a beach ball lost on sea. If you have a sense that you are somehow not in control of your life, where it's going, not in control of your actions, then just please know that you haven't done the work of undeclaring, stripping the authority from what is not you, what is not self. But, judging from people's fear of the unknown, that often prevents them from doing anything new, you have no idea what life could look like if you even just increase the percentage of the time when you are conscious, when you are sentient. So I recommend that you listen to this audio program. It sells everywhere for between $300 and $400, but you can get it now for $50. Find out how you would be if you were sentient. The only place I have seen the idea of personal authority. The only place I have seen the idea of personal authority is in the area of dating. Because personal authority is like a magnet bringing people to you, eager to do your bidding. P.S. Sentience, much like consciousness, is assumed. When a computer seems to be whirring and working, like your brain, likely it is not doing any work. It is treading water. Sentience and consciousness are not connected, other than assuming it from the form. But both are the result of some work. And given that culturally humanity is now heading towards no work, both consciousness and sentience are dying out. You can turn this around personally. For yourself. It is not that difficult.